Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a Sound Investment. My business is how you communicate. You're going to be listening to Ensure You Don't Sound Stressed. Now, if you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed introductions are presentations. Specifically, I reviewed why introducing a speaker is indeed a form of public speaking, who the focal point is when you're introducing a speaker, as well as very specific techniques to remember when you're introducing someone. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable to you. As we know, the holiday season is rapidly upon us. People are counting down the days. And sometimes what happens during that period, although it is exciting, is that there is a low level, and for some of us, a moderate level, of stress that we experience. Because I think everyone is quite distracted by all the festivities. It seems there is so much to get done in so little time, or we don't have enough time. Parking spaces seem limited, lines are longer, and the list goes on and on. And our emotions can also escalate during this period. Well, all of this contributes to feeling stressed. So the topic of ensuring that you don't sound stressed, especially during the holiday season, tells us that it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, I suggest asking yourself, does this describe you? Does it describe someone who works for you? Or perhaps does it describe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or other people who will also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, why is stress becoming so common? Number two, what are some of the signs and symptoms of stress? And number three, what are specific techniques to assist you so that you don't sound stressed? Let's start by answering the first question, which is, why is stress becoming increasingly common? I'm not sure there's one specific answer to this question. My best guess is that we're each trying to accomplish more on a regular basis. Plus, with the holidays upon us, as I stated earlier, it only elevates that goal. With the prevalence of social media, we're frequently aware of what others are doing and accomplishing, which may also heighten our stress level. Now, for good measure, if you throw in those long lines, reduced levels of patience on many people's parts, and limited parking, it all contributes to feeling stressed. Sound familiar? That brings me to the second question, which is, what are some of the more common signs and symptoms of stress? What I find interesting about stress is that occasionally we are so used to feeling a certain way that it eventually becomes the norm. This is risky because, you see, it diminishes our level of awareness. In order to really change or improve, it's vitally important to first have awareness. And what I mean is paying attention to yourself. For example, notice if you have any of these behaviors: constricted jaw, lump in your throat, mouth dryness, tremulous voice, knot in your stomach, clenched fists, difficulty concentrating, muscular tension, headaches, and the list goes on from here. I have no doubt you can add some of your own signs and symptoms. You may be thinking that these could be signs of other ailments, and that certainly may be true. The point is to notice them, and then you're far better positioned to take action rather than ignore what's happening. And that brings us to the third and final question. What are some specific techniques to assist you so that you don't sound stressed? If you observe any of the signs and symptoms I just mentioned, it's possible that you're experiencing stress. If that's indeed the case, then you don't want to also sound stressed. So let's explore how to ensure that doesn't occur. You may want to take some notes as I review my 10 suggestions. Here we go. Number one, strive to regulate your breathing. Make every effort to breathe deeply, since stress often causes us to hold our breath or breathe shallowly. I notice this quite often when I'm coaching clients in how to sound their best. Number two, attempt to identify what's really behind how you're feeling. You may have a flood of thoughts, but eventually something will stand out. Jot that one down. And that's number three. Write down whatever comes to mind. Review it after you've written it down to see if it really seems accurate to you. If not, you may want to go back and explore that a bit further. Number four, if you're stressed with another person, think about why that's so. Once you feel calmer, it may be beneficial to have a conversation with that person. Number five, write what you want to say, and then practice it aloud first before saying it. That gives you the opportunity to make any changes or adjustments that seem most fitting. Number six, stick to the most current topic versus long-standing or other unresolved issues. In other words, be succinct. You're not opening up the vault here and letting everything come out. Number seven, try using the I message so that you have more ownership over what you're saying. Try saying something like, I feel upset because, and then fill in the blank, versus, you know, you were really wrong to do that. You can hear the difference between these two statements. The first one was the I message. Number eight, monitor your vocal volume. You'll feel more in control of your emotions if you avoid raising your voice to another person. This is part of what will happen when you practice this first. You'll have an opportunity to really hear what your volume is sounding like. Number nine, prepare to listen actively. You see, all communication is two-way. So that means giving your full attention to the other person when he or she speaks to you. Usually, when you do this, that individual will also behave in a very reciprocal fashion. And number 10, take a break. Sometimes multiple conversations may be most helpful. You don't have to feel pressure to fix or say everything in one discussion. Sometimes it simply can't be done. In closing, I recommend that you reflect on this podcast as it relates to your own experience of feeling and sounding stressed. Try out these 10 suggestions that I've just offered to help you change your approach, and then enjoy the results. You truly have nothing to lose other than sounding stressed. The less stressed we sound, the less stress we impose on others. Think of it this way. By trying these ideas, you're doing your part to reduce not only your own stress level, but also the stress level of those with whom you communicate. If after hearing this podcast, you have questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, well then, you're always welcome to contact me for further guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.